This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby says a proposal from Hamas militants on Gaza ceasefires for hostages is certainly within the bounds of what is possible, and he expressed cautious optimism.
I would say the proposal that was put forward is certainly within the bounds of, in broad brushstrokes, within the bounds of the deal that we've been working on now for several months.
Hamas presented a Gaza ceasefire proposal to mediators in the U.S. that includes the release of Israeli hostages in exchange for freedom for Palestinian prisoners, 100 of whom are serving life sentences, according to proposals seen by Reuters. U.S. President Joe Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister Thursday while calling for new elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has targeted a tanker in the Red Sea, but the ship's crew was unharmed. It was the latest in rebels' campaign against shipping over Israel's ongoing war on Hamas. This is VOA News. A Russian ballistic missile attack hit a residential area in Ukraine's Black Sea port city of Odessa Friday, killing at least 20 people, wounding more than 70 in Moscow's deadliest attack in weeks. Olivia Zelino with Reuters reports.
Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
Officials say that a plan to create a transitional presidential council in Haiti is moving forward after a majority of the nation's parties and coalitions submitted the names of those charged with hiding new leaders for the country. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Speaking from Vienna, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday addressed the process of selecting those who will pick the new leaders for Haiti.
A Haitian-led agreement was reached to move to a new transitional administration, a presidential council, one that would be inclusive, that would bring in all the major stakeholders, all the major parties, that would have responsibility for naming an interim prime minister, naming a national security council, an electoral commission, all with the objective of putting Haiti clearly on the path to elections and re-strengthening its democracy.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A federal judge has rejected a bid by former U.S. President Donald Trump to throw out his classified documents criminal case and appeared skeptical during hours of arguments of a separate effort to scuttle the prosecution ahead of the trial. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon issued a two-page order Thursday saying that though the Trump team had raised various arguments warranting serious consideration, a dismissal of charges was not merited. Cannon was nominated to the bench by Trump, is presiding over one of the four criminal cases against the 2024 presumptive not Republican presidential nominee. This case involves records, some highly classified, he took with him from the White House. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.